चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिन्द हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। गुरुतत्व इज सो वास्ट, व्हाट आई एम अंडरस्टैंडिंग by the mercy of Gurudev, but this is I must glorify with my whatever capacity, ignorance, contamination, understanding there in presence of Madhidi, so she can correct me. What I understand, I hear so many Shastra evidence, so many realization from different Maharajas, different great personalities that are visiting. But sometimes I wonder myself that I ask myself, do I really understand the position? So Shripad Bharati Maharaj, very affectionately, Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada's godbrother, I was little naughty when I was a brahmachari in 79, 80. I used to go to Shripad Bharati Maharaj, and one time he told me, if you can remember these four things, एवं प्रभु प्रियानाम चो धामनस्य समयस्य अभिचिन्तय प्रवाद तत् न अति दुर्गति। लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ एंड हिज बिलावेड प्रियानाम ऑल वैष्णवस हिज मैन एंड हिज होली धाम यू आर इन मायापुर एंड दिस लीला कथा, दिस फोर थिंग्स आर endowed with inconceivable. I had no idea what is inconceivable. Then he told me his own personal experience that he was a kitchen cook in Chaitanya Math, early 30s, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swadakur was there. But he always wondered how he wants to see this inconceivable. What is inconceivable? Prabhupada says. So one night, he mentioned that he was wondering what Prabhupada does, whole night being bhajan, what is going on. So all of a sudden one night he noticed there is a khat-khat sound of the wooden sandal coming down from his room down, and Srila Shripad Bharati Maharaj, that time he was a brahmachari, and he was wondering, no electricity those days either, where is he going? It sounds like Prabhupada's sandal. So he was trying to spy, to see what is happening in the middle of the night. No watch also, so it's kind of like a middle of the night, guessing. So he followed. After a while, through the bushes, he did not want to get caught, but then he heard a sound. Oh, very big, loud kirtan going on, as if millions of people are singing same time. But there was nobody, hardly lives in Mayapur those days, in 30s. just some brahmachari and some sannyasis, and just new temple came in the middle of the forest and some Muslim around, that's all. But then he, all of a sudden, he kind of lost himself, and then he just could not walk anymore. And then the kirtan becoming so loud and loud and louder, louder, at one point he's like completely fainted. And then he realized all of a sudden, cut cut sound again, the wooden sandal passing by. And he said, oh. Then he realized, wow. So he told me, my name is to be Param Brahma. Say, Param Brahma, always remember, the Guru is connected with inconceivable. So sometimes I reflect, I still don't get it. I hope by their mercy someday I will get that Supreme Absolute Truth. When he has very merciful affection, reveals through Srimati Radhika, as Gurudev explains, then Srimati Radhika invites her special Manjari. Oh, you have to go and collect some rascal from Govindo and all. And other exalted Vaishnava are there also will help you. Kind of like this. This is my way of thinking. But that's not what Gurudev says. Gurudev says that she sent that Manjari. But I feel that way to collect those. And then, but that Manjari did not want to go because can her existence only on service of Srimati Radhika. So then Srimati Radhika reveals, okay, you can go. You never leave my service. You stay here, but take another form. And then that Manjari comes here in Tiwaripur, Bihar, and then acting like a conditioned soul, get a job, go to school, get a job. Then slowly, slowly, the revelation of purpose, dynamic purpose reveals, 1947, comes, get initiated, then comes to the West, ignites. But this is some, sounds like some mundane calculation. But the inspiration that he gave, oh, I haven't experienced yet, but I'm very thrilled, and I sometimes chew about it, that someday it will be witnessing. The Gurudev's mercy will manifest that how much affection, love he had. I only can say what I felt in his presence when I met in Houston. Any question? Yes. How is that amongst the Sajujyavadi, merging to Ishwar is worse than merging to Brahman? Who is that? So I come from it. Oh. What's your name? So I spoke in Bengali. My name is Pandurin. Oh. Whom you are initiated? Then he spoke me in Bengali. I said, Sisi Mat, Srila Bhakti Prapan Damodar Goswami. Oh, I didn't know he had any disciple. I'm very happy that he has a disciple. So, you could not serve him completely. You feeling lacking. I was a little shocked. How did you know? Yeah. I heard he knows the heart, but really, unless it attacks me, how do I know? I feel okay. Yes, I did not. I could not. Now I'm lamenting. Oh, very good. Then he gave the explanation how it is worse. Because the soul never come back from there because voluntarily choosing. So Krishna doesn't want to give, but he gives. So merging to Ishwara is worse than Brahma Jyoti, because Brahma Jyoti, there is a chances Narad Muni will walk by, or some devotee, great personality, Umadidi, or somebody will be walking by and collect those Brahman, Sajujya, Padi, whoever is there, and they will become Parshat. But Ishwara Sajujya, there is no chance. So it is worse. So when I understood that, I was thinking, wow, I felt some effect. Then On the way back, he said, so do more sadhu sangha. So I learned something from Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mouth when I used to go see him. I touched his feet. Oh, he was smiling. So I remember that smile. I can still see that smile. How much can I glorify Gurudev as unlimited inspiration, even little moment association? It's a great asset for me in my life. I eternally bow down at his feet, and I want to stay there at his feet. Thank you.
Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Karati Vachalam Panguram Hatem Giri Jatipatam Hang Vande Sri Guru Dinatari Gurave Gaurachandaya Radhikai Dalalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanaka Vadato Sankirtana Kapitala Pitaro Kamala Takshai Vishyambara Dijavaro Jugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priya Karunaya Vatinna Kalo Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patare Bakkhastare Kostavang Nasagde Baramotikam Kare Venu Karatare E kankanam kare venu kare kankanam karatare venu Suvarita kanteta muktavarin goposti parivestita vijaye gopalo chiramuni Bhajami radhaya arvinda netram smarami radha madurasmitam badami radha karuna varadram tatamumuna gati nasti gati nakapi nindaye tulasi devai priyai keshavasascha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Shattavattai Namo Namo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare First I offer my unlimited obeisance to my lotus feet of my most beloved spiritual master Bhaktivedanta Bhaman Goswami, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami, and begging their costless mercy. Also offer my obeisance to the lotus feet of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and also who are present in this air. I also offer my obeisance to their lotus feet and begging their blessing. I am also offering my humble gratitude to the all the who are arranged my come to here, arrangement to opportunity group give me that I came here and to please to serve some my Gurudev service. What is Gurudev service? To what I heard from Guru Varga, Gurudev, I want to speak that if Gurudev give me that service, what you heard here to me, you can give this katha to everybody. So I am very grateful for all of them that they have made me arrangement and give me opportunity to speak here some harikatha. I am looking the manushikha, then I think what I in some years, so many years before Gurudev, one time speak the manushikha in our Keshavji Gaudiya Math, so many years, so many days. So I am thinking that so many what I am heard from Gurudev, according to my ability, I remember I wanted to speak, but before I wanted to speak about the who wrote this Manushika, I want to offer my Pushpanjali to his lotus feet, Raghunath Das Goswami. That is saying, Vipranambra Rasamdi Gauranga Priya Parsadam Namo Raghunathaya Radha Kundu Nivasinim. That who are living in the Radha Kundu bank and also who are always immersed in the Radharani separation mood. So I wanted to try to speak some of Raghunath Das Goswami, how he was and how he had fully in the separation mood, and he had vigraha mane, he had predominantly as like a separation, full of separation. How he, I tried to speak, what I heard from my Guru Varga, I wanted to speak about this thing. Raghunath Das Goswami was born in the West Bengal in the district of Hubli district, where I was on coming from that district. In my father's place and this where Keshtapur, the where Raghunath is not so far, some mile distance. We are used to every year to darshan of Raghunath Das Goswami birthplace. In that time there is one village name was Adi Saptagram. It is very famous because in near the Saraswati River and Ganganjit was floating on that nearby, and so very, very whole in India, big, big merchant come that area. In this, there is seven village name is Adi Saptagram, and their business so very, very much famous of the in our Bengal history, Adi Saptagram. Near one village name was Keshtapur, that Raghunath Das Goswami was born that place. And Peshari, he come very, very wealthy landlord family house. He was born. That time, in there is two brothers, name is Hiranya Majumdar and also Govardhan. The two brothers, their only their family, only one son is the Raghunath Das Goswami. So very wealthy, he was born and brought up in the Pondali, very much in a atmosphere of so wealthy family, that like the boy was born, was grow up like this. But from beginning we see Raghunath Das Goswami was renouncing. But he had no taste in any material matter, any not wanted enjoyment or anything he not need. need very religious mind also. And that time Mahaprabhu was in the Navadvip Dham, he was doing some kirtan pastime that time. And where the Raghunath always tried to stay to do, wanted to associate with Sadhu Sangha. Sometime he had opportunity to go to the Haridas Thakur, and from he have association with Haridas Thakur, sometime Advaita Acharya. In this way, he have from beginning from Uyasi, he has very religious mind and also very renouncing. Because he is the Mahaprabhu associated. Mahaprabhu when come, who is the Mahaprabhu in this? We know everybody that Mahaprabhu is no other than he, that Sri Krishna, who wanted to taste the Radharani Pranaya Madhuri Mahau. Huh? What is Pranaya in the... We know that prem, in English word pranay, we could not find out any word of pranay. Because they not only prem. But in prem when become more and more condensed, becomes neo, man, then pranay condition coming. So pranay in that time is so intimacy. That is we are saying that Vishwamena Guru Seva, that like this in pranaya is like some similarity of the pranaya and Vishwamena. So Vishwamena means full faith, strong faith in Gurudev. So and that Gurudev is my everything, no anything is only Gurudev. That type of pranaya is also so much in the prem become more condensed. And become the pranoy comes new, then man, all is not in this material anymore. All that's new in material world, that affection, not that affection, is in more higher than it is transcendental snail. And then man, man is sulky mood, and then pranoy coming. In Prem Sampur books, we are see that Radharani is saying in that time Krishna has in a disguised mood come in a Devangana, and that he that time he giving the explanation of Pranaya, that is he told in a river a lotus coming in a stamp is one stamp, two lotus coming, one is golden color, one is blue color. This is stamina only one, but two lotus coming. Like this, Radha Krishna is same. Mane Radha Rani is no other Krishna. That Krishna from Radha Rani is no separated. Krishna in potency is Radha Rani. So Radha Krishna no separate. See, we are separate body, but their soul is same. Mane they are same. So pranaya, it is very hard to explain this thing. So pranaya is so much, and that is Mahakrishna wanted to test this thing, that how Radharani is. I love Radharani, but how Radharani become, so she me become like a Unmadini, mad. What, and also thinking, what is in me that Radharani become so much, she me so much become madness? What is my, the very, that sweetness of my beauty that become Radhani, become madness. What is I don't know what is in me. So in this, what in me and what is Radharani pranaya, sweetness, and how Radharani feel happiness of all the testing. So in this way, he came at a Gaurangam, Gaur Sundar, he came in Navadvip, in Madharam of Sochi Madharam, in the Navadvip, he appeared. So Mahaprabhu association, all came, Krishna association now came in the Mahaprabhu, that all the, not any female, all came in the male form. Krishna came, but all his association have female, not all the male form. That Raghunath Das Goswami, when the Radha Krishna passed time, he was the Radharani's maid servant Manjari in the Roti Manjari. Now he came as a Raghunath Das Goswami. And Rup Goswami, who was the head of the all Manjari, he had came in the Rup Goswami. So all the Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu not come in this world as an object, though he is the Krishna, no other, that is the truth, but he came to taste the Radharani mood, to he become taking the beauty of Radharani, borrow from him and his mood, so he came in the object, not he came as a shelter mood, to taste, because object mood cannot taste what the ashram have. See, he could not taste for this thing. Mahaprabhu came and wanted to taste all these things. So Raghunath Das Goswami, all are association of Krishna Leela and coming in the Mahaprabhu Leela with him. And Raghunath Das Goswami also came in this, and he took the birth in the Bengal, and then he are, from beginning, he had association of Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, and Advaita Acharya, everybody. And time to time, he wanted to go to Mahaprabhu. He used to go Mahaprabhu when he, and he, Mahaprabhu always return him to go, order him, go back home and do your family with your duty. He had used to Mahaprabhu giving instruction that Malkot Vairagya Karo Nakaro Rog Dakaya Jatajogya Vishay Punja Anasaktaya. You don't do the renouncing that like a monkey. Yeah, everybody know how monkey is, no cloth, nothing, no home, but how they are lusty person and how they are no looking for their, if anybody's hand they see anything, immediately they snatching from their hand. So if they are no, and there is two, our Guru Varga used to say renouncing type, two type. One is Malkot Vairagya, duplicity, and also Shashan Vairagya. Shashan means when anybody used to go cremation gown to the, and all in, you can say in the burial gown. After that time, they are coming, they are feeling some renouncing, oh, this, all the material is temporary, how every, one time I must be go, everybody now going, I must be go in that, but when go back again home, they are forget with that family. So Mahaprabhu used him to go back and then do your, be sure your family life in, with his duty, do your duty in your house. She seeing that their parents see that always my son wanted to sadhu sangha, wanted to one day maybe he will be go, he will be run from the house and become sannyasi. So they wanted the very young age, when you are 15-16 maybe, that time they make arrangement a marriage with a very beautiful girl. Very beautiful girl, Gurudev used to do, but that time he was that Miss Universe, so beautiful he was. And that Raghunath Das, they make marriage and then think maybe gradually he will be become coming in the family life, everything. But no, that not his, so beautiful wife cannot make him any attachment, he not feeling, he always wanted to make, to how I can go to Mahaprabhu lotus feet. So one time his mother very, father told that my son become mad you must be binding with a iron chain. Then his father told, oh, how you are saying it? Beautiful wife cannot binding him. How a iron chain can binding him? He has become mad with a Mahaprabhu prem. So nobody can binding him. So in this way we see he is staying though his father make bodyguard that where Raghunath Das Goswami always looking, watching them that where Raghunath Das Goswami going. If he used to go bathroom, they also follow. If go outside, they follow. Raghunath Das Goswami become fed up. How he always praying, oh Mahaprabhu, how can I go to your lotus feet? You make me mercy to me. He always so much hankering to meet with the Mahaprabhu, wanted to association of Mahaprabhu. But where he used to go, always bodyguard always go with him. So he used to go and again come back. In this way, so many days passed and no change, always for how I can go. Always that is his only meditation, how I can reach the Mahaprabhu lotus feet. Mahaprabhu that time in the Puri, he already took the sunnat. And after he is now in the Nilachal Jagannath Puri, he always thinking. And in the meantime, one Nityananda Prabhu came in the Panihati village near the Ganges. And Raghunath Das Goswami living in the other side of Ganges, in the Keshtapur, he living. He heard that Panihati Gram Nityananda Prabhu came. So he asked Father permission, Father give him permission, and with that sending 2-3 bodyguard with him, and he went to the Panihati village and wanted to, and from far distance, Nityananda Prabhu sitting under a banyan tree with his all association, with it full of effulgence, Nityananda Prabhu sitting. And near bank of the river, under a banyan tree, and Raghunath Das Goswami saw the Nityananda Prabhu, darshan of Nityananda Prabhu, from far distance, he doing sashtanga pranam of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Some Nityananda Prabhu association told, sevok told Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das offering your pranam, obeisance to you. Nityananda Prabhu call, come chora. Chora means money, a thief. You come too near to me. Why Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu address him chora? You are always escape me, you are always hiding yourself, you not come to me, come too near to me. He told, that is meaning that Mahaprabhu, without Guru, shelter of Gurudev, if you wanted to do Mahaprabhu, you wanted to Krishna, not possible. So you, Raghunath Das Goswami, address Nityananda Prabhu, without my permission, you wanted to shelter Mahaprabhu lotus feet. How possible? If I not mercy on you, I not give you permission, how you can get the lotus feet of the Mahaprabhu? It is saying that in our Shastra there is saying that Suti Smriti Pancharatrik Vina Oikantik Haribhakti Utpadai Kevalam. Without the proper follow the Sriti, Suti, everything, if you want to 1 point bhakti of the Krishna, not possible. Without Guru shelter, how possible you can get that shelter of the Krishna? You could not. So it is need Guru, first Guru. Gurudev lotus feet taking to take shelter. Then it is according to Gurudev mercy you can go near the Krishna, Radha Krishna service you can get. In our past time we see Mahaprabhu himself has made his guru. And also how he Ushwarpuri have take initiation, then he become is that he become before he was so much famous that he Pandit Nimai. Everybody know very learned Nimai. He have no bhakti, nothing. All of spending his time to study, but and even we see, and after Ishwarpuri taking the shelter of Ishwarpuri, how he changed. He become that time always ha Krishna, ha Krishna, always he had kaha jao, kaha pao, brujen, no, in this way he was always that time he become change his mood. And he had preaching the Sankirtan, everything that we see. And also Krishna also took that shelter of the Bhaguri Rishi and also Sandipuna Rishi, Siksha Guru and Ramchandra, Ishi, they are all Bhagavan Tattva. But still they are showing to us that Guru is need. Everybody, without Guru, you could not enter in the Krishna, Radha Krishna service. Without mastery of Gurudev, you could not. Gurudev is very dear and near of Krishna, Radha Rani. So without their permission, you cannot, they not look to you. So Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, that Nityananda Guru showing, without my permission, without meet me, without not taking my shelter, you wanted to Mahaprabhu lotus feet, how possible? So again and again, Raghunath Das Goswami try to taking the shelter of the Mahaprabhu, but again and Mahaprabhu refused him, go back in your home. And after when Nityananda Prabhu, he meet Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu put his lotus feet on the head of the Raghunath Das Goswami head. Put his feet in Raghunath Das Goswami head. That means how now I am, now my mercy you can now get the shelter of the Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu told, Nityananda Prabhu told, now today I am, somehow I get you. So you can make the arrangement, all my Vaishnava association, all who are present here, you make the breakfast arrangement for them. The chira, mane fat rice, dahi, jogar, milk, some banana, sandesh, mango, everything you make, arrangement, you know, Bengal, is very much famous in breakfast. They are mostly in our Navadvip Parikrama. They are also give somewhere in breakfast of the fat rice with the dahi. Not dahi. It is put in the water and giving that sugar. Because not thousand and thousand people, not possible. But Raghunath Das Goswami is so healthy family. They have no paisa, there is so many, he make, he have told his bodyguard, bring from 5-6 village, yogurt, milk, and buying from market, banana, and also make the sweet shop, bring the sundaes, everything, and then arrangement, and also arrange the clay pot, there is 1,000 association, and all villagers nearby say all present to Darshan Nityananda Prabhu. So big face of the flat rice, dudh, dahi and everything. And then that time Raghav Pandit was there. They had made the big two pot, one for Nityananda Prabhu, one for Mahaprabhu, one for man, four big clay pot. And other medium side of the clay pot, so much they brought, and that they had put the one pot yogurt with the flat rice and one pot in hot milk with the putting the flat rice in two pot, four, one pot, two pot for Nityananda Prabhu, two pot for Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu then remembered Mahaprabhu in mantra, calling, and immediate Mahaprabhu also present there. Only devotee who was intimate devotee, they saw Mahaprabhu came there. But not everybody knows so. Mahaprabhu came and then two Bada tasting and each other. Nityananda will give the Mahaprabhu mouth to give the taste and Mahaprabhu give the Nityananda. It is only 2 or 3% they can dust on the Mahaprabhu present also there. And then every, they are making the no place in the bank of somebody sitting, standing on the Ganges, they are taking the prasad. So everybody is 1,000 and even nowadays also this Panihati village, this Mahasram also every day in the Ashad, in the July month, that this festival is still going on. Chira Mahasram, the Chira Dodi Mahasram. In our every temple also that with they are, that day they are making the festival Chira Dodi Mahasram. Flat rice with dahi, milk, some banana, everything. They are also in our temple also they make arrangement. And then after everything finished, then Raghunath Das Goswami, according how the Vaishnava, only to that is Dakshina also he have giving some golden coin for the Nityananda Babu intimate association and all the Vaishnava was present here, according giving the some Raghav Pandit giving everybody, and Mahaprabhu give him Nityananda Babu. Now you will be able to go to meet with that. No obstruction coming, you will be immediate, you will be meet with this Mahaprabhu. And in this way, he went, he had come back, and again he are very happy, and now he are also, he not going inside of family, in that outside, in a one room, he was living that time, and all the bodyguard was looking, watching every time. One day in the early, not in the early morning, that he had taken the initiation of Jodunandan Acharya. His initiation, Raghunath Das Goswami, the Guru in the dynasty that Gurudev, he had took, he is also Vaishnav. Jodunandan Acharya also Vaishnav. He took the initiation, Raghunath Das Goswami initiation, and Guru is Jodunandan Acharya. So he came in the early morning, very early morning, 4 o'clock, he came, Raghunath Das Goswami, and told Raghunath that the priest who are doing worshipping, from 3-4 days he is not coming. You go and request him, why not coming? You ask him to come and worshipping the puja, everything. So Raghunath Das Goswami go with his Gurudev. That time no bodyguard go, because he is going with the Gurudev, so nobody any doubt. And Raghunath Das Goswami went and doing pranam to Gurudev. Gurudev, you go your home, I will be sent. I am now going to this priest house and I will be sent you to you. In this way, when his Gurudev left, he took the permission from Gurudev and he immediately he thought, now it is a very good opportunity, I can, no bodyguard looking me, so I now go to Mahaprabhu in Puri. So he not going in the main way, he are going in the jungle, that way nobody used to go. In this way, he, in the 3 months from Bengal to go Navadi, in from Bengal to Puridham, in take the 3 months, that time no any walking dish, walking, no anything to can transformation in not to go there. So in that time he go there in 12 days. 3 months that taking time, he was taking the only 12 days, he reached the Puri, And that time in the road, sometimes you know anything, fasting, sometimes some fruit, everything. In this way, he is so fast walking that he reached in the Puri Dham, in Jagannath Dham, when in the Gambira, where Mahaprabhu sitting with his all association, and from when he have become Raghunath Das Goswami, that 12 days walking, become so thin and so much weak his body. When he reached there and doing from far distance pranam, obeisance to the lotus feet of the, that somebody told Mahaprabhu, see Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami came and offering the obeisance to your lotus feet. Then Mahaprabhu calling him and very affectionately told, oh, Krishna is so merciful. He is pulling you from the Vishaya Vishtaku. Mane, he was pulling you that in the material
stool
pitch. He pulling you from there. So Mahaprabhu, that time in mercy of Gurudev, Mahaprabhu not ask him to go back again in your home. The Mahaprabhu asked and told, call the Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar, now that day I am giving the responsibility, the Raghunath, to your hand. You look him what is good, every instruction for your bhajan, you about how you progress in bhajan, everything, you must be giving instruction, everything. Now, Raghunath, you think he is your master. In this way, he offered Raghunath Das Goswami in Swarup Goswami's hand. So, in that time, Raghunath Bhatto, through three other, Raghunath was in Mahaprabhu party. And now, this Raghunath name turned in the Swarup Raghu. He has become Swarup Raghu. Everybody knows that Raghunath is under the guidance of Swarup Damodar. In that, after some day, in the one day, he came again Mahaprabhu, but he not talked direct with Mahaprabhu. He asked some devotee that you ask Raghunath, asking that why he came to lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and what he will be do now, what his duty is. Then Mahaprabhu told, I am giving all responsibility, yours all responsibility in the Raghunath Das, Swarup Goswami. Swarup Goswami give you all instruction, you, but still you wanted to me here. Then I am giving you one instruction. He give Grammo kata na goibe, Grammo kata na sunibe, Bharona khaibe, Parona poribe, Antore nishta koro, Bhajje roko babohar, Achirate Krishna dava, na ekhanate, Braje Radha Krishna, Omani ha, Omani mano doe, Krishna nam rabe, Braje Radha Krishna seva, Sada paibe. In this way, he is giving Grammo kata na bolibe, Grammo kata na sunibe, Bhalo na khaibe, Bhalo na poribe, Omani mano dhoye, Sada Krishna nam rabe, Braje Radha Krishna seva, Sada. Otirate bhabe tumi Radha Krishna charan. In this way, we have see that he told this thing. And then Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami, always when Mahaprabhu, the Swarup Damodar and Swarup Damodar Rai Ramananda, in the night time they used to come, Mahaprabhu in that time after meeting with the Rai Ramananda after Godamari, in that time coming, and then he are used to taste the Radhanani separation mood of that time, and in that time, the Swarup Damodar and Swarup Damodar singing song and Rai Ramananda the Natika play, that only keep the life of the Mahaprabhu. All the whole night they make the according the Mahaprabhu mood coming, according that type of Vidyapati, Jayadev, everything, song they are here. Swarup Damodar, very beautiful, melodious. He has used to sing, and Ramananda speak about the Jagannath Pallava Natika. All these things, Mahaprabhu whole night used to talk about the, in the mood of the Radharani, separation mood, in the Gambira, he has that Lurita and Vishakatoki, how in Braj, Radharani feeling so separation, how they keep Radharani's life in this way, Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda always speak all the things and everything. Because Swarup Damodar, who is Lalita Sakhi, Rai Ramananda, Vishakha Sakhi, in this way they give always santana, give him counsel that don't worry, Krishna will come quickly. In this way, Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda also giving the Mahaprabhu making his separation mood, wanted to pacify in this way. And in the house of Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami always waiting, when my master, when my Prabhu will come back, and I will be here, how they are talk, how the Mahaprabhu separation mood, every time he are waiting, whole night waiting, when Swarup Damodar used to come, he asked what about to the Mahaprabhu, what pastime, what you have talked with him. So in Swarup Damodar, when he used to speak, and then after hearing, he had used to note of the Raghunath Das Goswami, note all these things. One day of the all these things in the Gambira Leela, and Swarup Damodar also wrote very short note about the Mahaprabhu. So when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he took the mainly base of the Swarup Damodar's short note and Raghunath Das Goswami Karcha diary. He have took on the basis, he wrote that Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is especially Antalila, Madhalila, that is coming from this Karcha. So we are seeing how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, every chapter in, he are used to speak, Rup Raghunath Pade Ram Arat, Ehi Prastana Kare Sada, Rup Raghunath Pade Ram Arat, Rup Raghunath Pade every chapter he used to speak Rup Raghunath Pade Jarat Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Every chapter the year told here is Rup Raghunath Pade Jarat Chaitanya, and also we have seen Narottam Das Thakur Rup Raghunath Pade Ram Arat Ehi Prarthana Kare Sada Narottam Das, and also Rup that is Gauranga Bharite Puraka Sari Hari Hari Bharite Rup Raghunath Pade Ehi Vyakuti Tabe To Ami Bujibo Jugara Piriti. All we see without Rup Raghunath, and Gurudev also used to speak that Rup Goswami, who is the in the Krishna Leela pastime, he had the Radhanani maidservant, very intimate maidservant, Rup Manjari. But in our, who are now doing practicing, Rup Manjari not help us. Who are become perfect condition, then Rup Manjari very helping. But Rup Goswami, we are now doing practicing, Rup Goswami is more helpful to us, because he wrote in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadesha Amrita, how is sadhu, how a who are doing practicing in Krishna consciousness, how they will be progress, how they will be do, what is real bhakti, what is uttama bhakti. We are understand bhakti, bhakti shabda, but real what is the meaning of bhakti? If Rav Goswami not wrote in this book, in the Anna Vilasa Sunnam, Jnana Karma Anabhitam Anukulena Krishna Anushiram, bhakti uttama. So all the bhakti, what is, generally we are know that bhakti, bhakti is, but bhakti what is, only the Krishna happiness. Bhakti is that no soul sukh, only Krishna sukh, chesta, effort. Krishna, how we can please Krishna? No, any, in the return, any my, any sense, happiness or anything, no, gratification, anything, only Krishna happiness. That gopi, they are in every their activity, in the, even the, our, Radhanan in everything, how to Krishna please. There is no in the that any smearing of their own happiness, nothing. Only to Krishna happiness. This is the bhakti. Bhakti means only Krishna sukh seva. How can Krishna? But now how we will be beginning? That is now we try to please Gurudev. We don't know no relationship with Radha Krishna is so far distant. We don't know any. But now try to please Gurudev. How Gurudev please, everything will be coming our hand. So we are trying to please Gurudev. We make heart very strong Guru Das. Then everything will come our hand. Through Raghunath, we see Raghunath Das Goswami. How we try to please Mahaprabhu. So when he was in that time in the Puri, Jagannath Puri, he was always hearing everything and Chaitanya Krishnadas Kaviraj took everything from him and also Swarup Damodar, and after one time when Mahaprabhu this apparent dira he approached he make that is this apparent lila that time, and Raghunath Das Goswami was shocked. And after some time, Swarup Damodar left also, and also Gadadhar Pandit left. And Jagannath Puri became so much. He had no Raghunath Das Goswami thinking, what need to my life? Then I must be left my body. Then he thinking, I must be go in the Vrindavan, in Govardhan, and from Govardhan hill I will be jumped and I left my body. For in this thinking he left the Jagannath Puri, because Jagannath Puri now empty, nothing, have no interest. He left in Jagannath Puri and arrived in the Govardhan and wanted to jump in the, in the meantime Rup Raghunath, Rup Sanatana Goswami Prabhu came to him, and they are also understand that what the condition of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami not tell them that I will be wanted to leave my body, but Sanatana Goswami understand. He told Raghunath one thing, if you wanted to leave your body, that it is not you can get Krishna. So it is, you must be do bhajan and then it is possible to, you can attain the Krishna. And he told his history, that one time when I went to the, when Jagannath Puri, Sanatana Goswami gave a brief, that is first time, what one time he went to the Puri, in on the way he was in the jungle, forest way he went. And that time, so many water, impure water, drinking and everything. He have itching problem. Kundwan rasa. Set. What is the meaning of?
Means it's feeling of little.
Acha. And there is some blood coming. some force coming. In this way, when it is Mahaprabhu, when he meets Mahaprabhu, he is living in with that Haridas Thakur, because they are thinking we are Muslim, we are working in the Muslim king, so they are not going to the temple or not go to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu every day used to come to Darshan Haridas Thakur, give prasad, and that one day he saw that Sanatana Goswami also present there. Sanatana Goswami part this thing, he doing obeisance to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu looking Sanatana Goswami, ran towards the Sanatana Goswami and embracing him. Sanatana Goswami told Prabhu, please don't touch me, I am full of my body, so much sharp, I don't need, all the blood will be and bad smelling coming, you don't touch me. But Mahaprabhu not, Mahaprabhu forcibly embracing and told, I get so beautiful sandalwood pregnant coming from your body, why you are thinking? Then Sanatana Goswami become very sad. Every day Mahaprabhu came and always forcibly embracing. So he think it is not good. I will be left my body. How in the chariot time is coming, I will be jump on the wheel of the chariot and give my life. In this way, he make a plan and waiting for chariot festival. One day, suddenly in the early morning, Mahaprabhu came, told Sanatana Goswami, "Acha, can you say if anybody give anything to the any person again, he can ask to return this thing? What is this? Is it good?" Sanatana Goswami told, no, when you are offering anything, you cannot ask to, again to ask, you return my thing. Then Mahaprabhu told, then why? Then you already give, offer your body, you are fully offering yourself to me. Why you wanted to your special independent that I lost my body? I will do so many work, service from your body. Why you wanted? So that is, he told us, Raghunath, you not left your body. You left that plan that you are jump on the hill of the mountain in the Govardhan Parvat. You try to do, we are three brothers living, you are my younger brother also. Now we are do bhajan here. So Raghunath Das Goswami, in this way, you are in that time, he are used to in the bank of the Radha Kundu, he used to do bhajan there day, night, no any eating, any for food, anything, always full of separation, always living in the Harade, always be mercy on me. Yeah, day and night. Raghunath Das Goswami, bhajan is like a person in the hill, in the mountain, in a pathor, in a stone, some writing that never can remove. Like is all the, how he is doing his bhajan. Day, night, 24 hours, in all is doing bhajan, and only some 2 or 3 hours in the end of the night he wanted to take rest, and that time he also darshan of the Radha Krishna pastime. In this way he has done, and there is in Radha Kundo he is sitting. One day Sanatana Goswami told, in the Vrindavan so much in the May, June heat, sun coming, and Raghunath Das Goswami has no outer consciousness, so much sun in the on his head, so much sun, light, heat coming, but he have no. That he saw one day a very young Kishori put his cloth on the head of the Swami Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami no outer. Then he think, wow, that Radhanani sheltering. And one day he saw that if tiger came near to the Raghunath Das Goswami doing bhajan near and take the drinking the water. So one day he told, hey Raghunath, Don't do like this bhajan. In you take some, I will make a some small heart. In there you do, under the heart, you can do bhajan. Otherwise, Krishna, Radharani will come to serve you. Sometime any animal come, anything happen, so you not do. Then he, according to Sanatana Goswami, make a little heart for him, and he are used to day and night do bhajan. Only sometime in a day, somebody used to give him with a rip cup some butter milk. Only he used to take this. One time one devotee went to the Chandavari place and saw big rip cup. He brought, then my Prabhu take little rip cup, little butter milk. If I give, then my Prabhu will be more butter milk will be doing. So when he are giving, offering, then Raghunath Das Goswami show big rib cup. He asked, where you got this rib cup? He told, I went to the Gauri Kundu, I brought. Then hearing, Raghunath Das Goswami become so angry. In that time, in the mood, that Chandavari, how always try Chandavari Shoki, they try to take the Krishna from Radharani's Kunjo, Radharani Krishna coming to meet with Radharani, and that time in the middle way, how they trickily took this Krishna. In this midway, so he throw, why? You went to the Chandavari Kunjo? I don't want to see your face. But in that Svabhavari Kanto, he also praised Chandavari. When you are in that mood, in this mood, he have so become angry. So in this way we see, when Mahaprabhu also in the Navadvip, one day he has gopi chanting. Some boy came, Brahman boy came and told, Nimai, why you chanting gopi? What will be in benefit coming in the name of gopi? You can chant Krishna. At that time, Mahaprabhu in the mood, that Krishna, how cheetah, how is the person, the whole gopi, Radharani, they are fully surrendered him, or they have left their home, everything, and now he cheated them and went to the Mathura. In this mood, Radha Krishna, that time, Nimai Pandit was that time, that mood. So he becomes so angry. He told, why? Cheater, you are coming from the Krishna party. Though he took a stick and running behind the Brahman boy. Brahman boy become fear and he running and going. It is in all the Brahman boy sitting and told Nimai, what is he thinking? He are thinking that I am very much learned person. He don't think we are Brahman, he is Brahman. So why you are wanted to chastise with the stick? So if anybody, any day he come to us, beat to us, then we will also beat. Mahaprabhu understand all that mood. Then he become, I came to pacify all people, that some cold is, I wanted to pipli khando, one type of medicine, but this drinking the medicine, cough become more, become increased. So I came to give that thing, blame everybody, but they are making some offense to me. So he want decide that I will be taking, renouncing sannyas. Then in sannyas, thinking me, anybody do pranam to me, then their all offense will be go. In this way, in the Raghunath Das Goswami also, in this way, he are in the thinking of the Chandavari, always how tricky they are, always make the our my Radharani making those separation mood. In this way, we are see the how he has so ekonishto, one point for the Radharani, how he is doing service and everything. And one time in Raghunath Das Goswami, generally not use, one time in evening time, he decided his mind that today I wanted to give some offer Mahaprabhu give him the one Govardhan Sira and one Gunjamara. This Gunjamara and Govardhan Sira, some sannyasi give the Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu used to them worshipping. Worshipping means Mahaprabhu put this Govardhan Sira on his heart, sometime on his, and he bathing with the tears, and Gunjamara thinking it is Radhanani, and Govardhan is like Krishna. And some time after, when Raghunath Das Goswami, when Mahaprabhu present, and that time one day he present the Raghunath Das Goswami this Gunjamara and Govardhan Sira. That means Raghunath thinking he has given me Govardhan and Radharani. He give me the place of Govardhan and Radharani service. So in this way he also used that time worshipping. How Mahaprabhu told not do anything giving. Only with manjari, one two leaf in the middle manjari, in very soft tulsi leaf, giving offering, and one glass of clay pot, one glass of water, every day you give. The Raghunath Das Goswami worshipping like this way, and after some day, Swarup Goswami arranged some khaja prasad for Govardhan. In this way, and after then Mahaprabhu left, and Swarup Goswami, when this happened in past time, then he came, and here he had used to stay in Radha Kundu Bank, always thinking about Radharani and everything. And one day evening time, he is thinking in the sitting and in his heart, and thinking that I wanted to offer my Govardhan Sira some sweet rice. So he is thinking, and then he has everything arranged, sweet in the milk, and some very beautiful fine rice, sugar, everything, and make very beautiful sweet rice, very beautiful, with the some dry food, nuts and some thing giving, and then he offered it to Thakurji, and Thakurji Govardhan after offering, and then he desired some, I must be take little bit. So he also took some, and then he took that very good taste, little more he have taken. And after what happened? After morning time, he had some problem, diarrhea problem. Then his disciple went to the Vaidyaji, and Vaidya coming and put his pulse. He night time taking some very heavy something, key like this, something must be have taken. Then his disciple become very surprised. Well, we have nothing in our house, anything to making anything. My Prabhu is only take a butter milk. How possible? If my Prabhu not going here and there, how? Nothing. Prabhu did only take butter milk. Well, you can ask. He must be yesterday night taking heavy any prasad. Then they, Raghunath Das Goswami's mind, yes, this is the bhav seva. In a bhav, in a mood, he has nothing. In a mind, he has brought milk, he has making the kheer, offering Thakur and take prasad. And prasad taking in mind, not in practical anything is there. But he too, and he become diarrhea. It is our aim and object to bhav seva, it is true. But somebody used to say, why you are cooking so many things, it is in the Harinam, in mind you can, that is, mon me jape sehi hoy bodihari, in korme, mala me jape sehi shala, they are giving in Bengali, somebody used to give. But no, when that condition will come, we are qualified in the bhav seva, when we are be not cooking, when we are offering in bhav and we will be taking, and I will be fill up, we will be satisfied, then bhav seva. But now we need offering in mind the Thakurji, and for me, I will be cooked. This is not good. This is not bhav seva. So we see how Raghunath Das Goswami have In last time he wrote the Birab Kusumanjari. How he wrote that, how we praying, how we are praying that of his Birab Kusumanjari Granto, that he pray Radhanani, that how that his Mahagurudev always used to speak that prayer, Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, No Jivami, Tang Vinayiti, Vigay, Tavnayanan, Charananti Gome. He did that without you, without you, without you, I could not alive, I could not arrive. You please took me in near to you. You have taken to me. So in this way, and how we are all day thinking about the Radhanani, we are saying in the Asabare Sindhu Amritur, I am living, why in bank of Radhakundu for to get your mercy? In this hope I am living here. If you not mercy, what need to live in the Radha Kundu? No need. I no need to live in the Radha Kundu. In this way, and if Radharani is saying, oh Raghunath, why you are so sorrow? Why you are asking mercy more from me? You can ask mercy from the Krishna. Krishna can give you mercy. I don't want the mercy from Krishna. Bakari, I don't want any mercy from him. If you don't mercy, don't I want to live in this. One time in the Gurudev used to speak, one time when Raghunath was Das Goswami lamenting so much bank of the Radha Kundu, that sometime it is, if that time Krishna can come and ask, oh Raghunath, why you are so much very sorrow and lamenting. You can come with me in Dwarka. I am there. Raghunath Das Goswami used to reply, no, Prabhu, I don't want to go with you. I am here with Brajavasi remnant. I will be take. I will be gospi, Grammokhata with them. It is good. I not go to wanted to Dwarka. But if I hear my mistress Radharani in Dwarka, Radharani is not possible to go to Dwarka. But if I hear that my mistress Radharani is there, then immediately like I will be go running like more than, like a mind speed, I will be go there. You know mind speed in aeroplane, how much going? Mind is more than. Now I am sitting here, if I think in I am in Radha Kundu, immediately I present there. So, but a plane, it takes time, 1 hour, 2 hours. But mind speed is more than. So Raghunath Das Goswami told, immediately if I hear that my Radharani is Dwarka, I will be running. I left the Radha Kundu. So how Nishta is Radharani? This is the Nishta need. Nishta means steadiness of the Radharani. I know only Radharani. Mahaprabhu came in this world, honored Pita Chodin Chirat, that how Swabhakti Siyam, Siyam Mane, that Manjuri Moon, that before no distribute, anybody not give, that Mahaprabhu came in this world, this and our Guru Varga also wanted to give this Manjuri, because Manjuri Moon, sadhu can practice in the Manjuri when he had more coming in the bhav condition, when he realized that I have what my relationship with Radha Krishna, what service. First, Rupa Goswami is showing how our proceed, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and then Bhajan Kriya, Anatta Nibriti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, then bhav. In that condition, when that will be, and Raghunath Das Goswami showing in Gurudev used to in the prayer of the Birab Kusumanjari, that prayer that we can. But Prabhudananda Saraswati, Radha Rasasudhanidhi, that is too higher to us. But for practice, who are doing practicing, Raghunath Das Goswami, Birab Kusumanjari helping them. Because there are all separation, mood, prayer, how Raghunath Das Goswami feeling that time, that how we are separation feeling, how we are doing servicing of Radha Krishna. And one time in the meantime, there is one time when he are doing bhajan in Radha Kundo, that time he show Radha Kundo is very beautiful in four squares. But Sam Kundo is like Krishna, like it that crooked. So he wanted to make it like Radha Kundo squares type. And so he have desire coming, then he think, why I am that desire coming, I can do bhajan. So in that time, he have make again doing bhajan. But some desire when devotee in that type of Raghunath Das desire, so must be Krishna fulfilled. So one time in very only past and went to the Bodhinarayan offering some he a very wealthy businessman. He went to that time Bodhinath give him dream that you that money you wanted to engage my service, that money you can take in the Vrindavan Dham in Govardhan where Radha Kundu, Sam Kundu, one Baba living there, name is Raghunath Das Goswami. He have desire to make the Sam Kundu square, so you give this money and make the and service to him. So that businessman came and offered this money, Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu, this is the, you can take, and what if desire to make the Radha Kundu, Sam Kundu very good, so you can make. Then Raghunath Das Goswami told, no, I am no time, I am doing bhajan, I not, then I cannot possible for me. In the, that businessman told that Bodhinarayan giving me dream, so you accept the money. Then he told us, okay, I can accept, now I will try to make this. So he, in that time, Sam Kundu, there is one Karnat, there is five tree was that time. We had also saw one or two tree when we are used to from 1975 or 74, to do parikrama that time, two or one tree, I not remember, one, two, three, we are saw that time, but now no trees. That time when he wanted to cutting, he is giving the order to cut this tree and make the square, this place now some bend, you make straight away. So cutting the tree, order in the night time, they give the dream. We are five Pandava here doing bhajan to get the Radharani mercy. Why you order? We are not become still not perfect. You don't order. Then Raghunath Das Goswami think that Krishna is crooked, is Kundo must be crooked. So he not cutting that like that way. Some repair everything, make Radha Kundo and Sam Kundo repair everything, and then allow them. So still is we see that how Sam Kundu is crooked away, not going in the square like Radha Kundu. So it is one time that is also in Raghunath Das Goswami, in his past time we have seen that. And in the Raghunath Das Goswami is 100 years he was in this planet, in that year, and always in lamenting, always, Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna. The one of the song of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji also sing that Radha Kunde Akbar Dake Raghunath Das Gosai Akbar Dake Radha Kunde Akbar Dake Sam Kunde Akbar Dake Kusumbane Akbar Dake Tomar. Like this, how he have done bhajan Raghunath Das Goswami. In bhajan he is saying that Raghunath Das Goswami bhajan jano pasane rekha. He's like a line that going on the stone, not, never removed. He has every day Sankha, Purvagan, Namam, Gana, Nati, Vikala, Vasani, Kito, Niddhar, Vyarakaji, Vijito, Chantu. This is how Raghunath Das Goswami used Sankha, Purvagan, Namam, Gana. How in, he have Niyam, all the Niyam, Dandavat, 1,000 times. All the 3 times Radha Kundo Snan. In the, it is somebody have done Raganuga Bhakti, that is no Vairi Bhakti, but that is more different. But Raganuga Bhakti also, Vairi Bhakti, Shravan Kirtan, Smaran, everything, But also in the Raghanuga Bhakti, also this thing also, but that mood is different. There is also some, that now what Vaidhi Bhakti has used to nam, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, there is no relation, no mamata, nothing in this nam, name. But in Raghanuga Bhakti, that mantra, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So full of mood, in that full of relationship, full of positiveness, mamatta buddhi, nam, we are chanting. No, we are not see in this nam, Radha Krishna is dancing, how they are all the pastime not coming our heart. But when Raghanuga Bhakta are chanting, that Gurudev always also did that thing, that when Raghunath Das Goswami or Rupa Goswami used to Hare Krishna Nam, that time they are faint. Because one pastime coming, and then how they are finished their sankar, one last name. They emerge in the pastime. How that is? We could not do, but we can follow little bit for their path. To how to show, for this thing, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or Raghunath Goswami is doing bhajan. They are the eternal messarven of the Radharani, but still showing in coming with the Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu also like Krishna come in the mood of devotee and that Mahaprabhu, and showing how you will be chant whole night in Gambira, Mahaprabhu not sleep, chanting, sometimes coming, casting his face in the wall, blood coming, Hare Krishna, he could not stay in the separation mood. How can I get the Radharani, Krishna? Krishna in that mood, Krishna searching Krishna. How? This is Radharani mood. When he had third darshan in the Jagannath temple, Mahaprabhu, Jagannath temple in the Radharani mood, he is running toward the Jagannath. Oh, say to parana to painu, jaharagi madana dhane junigenu. Oh, in the mood of Radharani, he wanted to embrace that Krishna. I am three, he not see Jagannath, he see sea folded band. The how Krishna playing the flute. Jagannath, he not see Jagannath. Big eye, he saw that my beloved, he standing there. So he wanted to, in Radharani mood, Mahaprabhu running to us, and the ecstatic mood coming and become faint on the Jagannath Mandir. Raghunath Das Goswami also, he said, my Radharani, in this, that he always thinking it is Radha Kundu means Radha Rani, and Sam Kundu means Sam. So, Sam Sundar. So, they are doing bhajan, showing the how bhajan. This is then possible to get in the enter in that Radha Krishna pastime. Without that bhajan, how can possible? What time Gurudev used to speak, all brahmachari, that bhajan, you are doing that thing, sadhan, you are practicing, this sadhan not possible to enter in Raghanuga Bhakti. This not possible. You are day and night, always, through eagerness, so observe. This is the main thing of the Krishna consciousness. Eagerness and absorbment is need. Otherwise, what always in our outside, all the consciousness in our, then how possible? So Raghunath Das Goswami character is to, for us to follow how we have done bhajan sadhan. Not possible like Raghunath Das Goswami, but must be follow something that how we have doing bhajan about the, and especially how Nishtha Pur Radharani. So Mahaprabhu line, what is the speciality of Mahaprabhu line? Mahaprabhu line is speciality to Gauranga jadi nohito, tabe ki hoito, kamone dore tamdeo. Radharamoni mohima, jagate, if Radha, Mahaprabhu not came in this world, who introduced, who was knowing that Radha Mahima, glorification, before Radha Krishna Bhajan was to Vrindavan in the time of Jayadeva Goswami, but most they are giving the importance of Krishna, not give to me importance of Radharani. Jayadeva Goswami wanted to something to write that Krishna Radharani become sadki mood, so Krishna wanted to pacify, to wanted to hold his, wanted to surrender and wanted to touch his feet. Smara garara khandanam, shirasi mama mandanam, dehi padavallava mudharam ra, wanted to wrote. But, right, but how possible, how Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, how he will be say that Radhanani is potentially, how he will be? He could not write. But Krishna, in form of Jayadeva Goswami, wrote this thing, Smara garara khandanam, shirasi mama mandanam, dehi padapallava mudharam. Please, I am, O Radhe, I am so lost like a person. He's come up to my head. I will be not alive, I will be dying. But if you are put your lotus feet, that maybe my poison will be calm down. Our Goswami Margo easily wrote all these things, no hesitation. They are how Rupa Goswami wrote, how are everybody wrote all these things. They have no problem to wrote this thing. But Jayadeva, so Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu in the Krishna pastime, when Krishna told, no parayam niravadda samjuda, Gopi, you are, Radharani, I am, could not repay what you are doing. I am told in the Gita that jo jo jata mang prabodante tang tataiva bhajamam, but I could not repay you. I am become in debt to all of you. But in Mahaprabhu coming, he wanted to repay something, not possible. Then Mahaprabhu showing that you will do, in our Mahaprabhu line devotee, more going, there is more giving importance in Radharani's feet. Service. So, they as Mahaprabhu devotee are doing the service of Radharani. Then in this way, when a father left his body some market, then who will be inherited of his property, they must be repay that money. So in this way, Mahaprabhu devotee now repay that Krishna, what he told that I could not repay, that now they are giving the some servicing to Radharani. Our line in Gauriya Parampara, they more giving important Radharani's service. That not mean they are neglect Krishna, because Krishna is Radharani's life and soul. So Radharani, to make Radharani happy, what they will be to? To make all oil, arrange to Krishna. If Radhani so much separation feel, then they are used to go searching where Krishna, and bring to meet again with Krishna. But they are doing that. They are fully surrendered. Manjari life is fully surrendered to Krishna, Radhani's service. They are no any, all the Radharani remnant, everything they are depend. Even the drinking water of Radharani, what is Radhani after washing his mouth, that water put, that is their drinking. What the garment, everything, what Radharani use, prasadi thing they are use. Manjari not use any new thing. What Radhani prasadi, everything. They depend fully. They are the Palladasi means they are fully purchased by the Radharani. They are fully surrendered in Radhani lotus feet. This is our Gauriya Parampara. A practice will be coming. They who are now wanted to practice, they will be this mood. Our Gurudev always used to speak us that you know what your aim and object in your life. We are not qualified, I know that we are not qualified, but please, still you know what is our goal and object. Is Radhani Palladasi. For this thing, you try to come in Rupa Goswami, Podeshamito, Bachobek, Monobek, Krodh, Diva, Udo, Rupastabek. Beginning from there, you make, and then one day you will be must attain. If that type of good, that how Guru Maharaj was in that, he was always in mad, Brajodas Bhave Bhavitamati, he is always in the mad in Brajodas. And so, if who was so fortunate to take the shelter and some association, must be there one day, must be attained in this thing. So, today I pray Raghunath Das Goswami, he bestows mercy to me also and all of you, that one day we can attain our what our Gurudev desire, that mood we can attain in this Manjari mood and coming manifest. If you have strong faith in Gurudev, and then Gurudev mercy, one day we must be attaining this mood. One life, this life not, one life must be, this asa bandho must be, everybody heart must be prevailed, that one day we must be attained in this mood. Jai Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai. Gaur
Premananda. I have a question. During the time, this past time at Taniyati, when Mahaprabhu was present, only few devotees could see him. Is it mentioned anywhere?
Ah, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
No, I know. But is it mentioned that Raghunath Das Goswami could see Mahaprabhu mentioned?
Ha, he told. In Raghunath Das Goswami, he told that only that time. You say that Prabhu, Dekhi Prabhu Prabhav Raghunath Das Goswami sitting on the banyan tree, it is like a sun now in effulgence of sun. Boshyatin Prabhu Jano Sujju Udoye. And all the devotees are surrounding him. Prabhu Dekhi Dandavat. Prabhu Dekhi Raghunath Das Goswami do Dandavat. And then his servant told Raghunath Das Goswami doing Dandavat. Prabhu then told, oh, Chora, Diri Darshan. Now, Chora, you thief, you give me Darshan. I come near to me, I'm giving you punishment. What punishment? Prabhu, I'm calling him, but he not going near to him. Then, forcibly, some sevak bring him. Brought him and Prabhu give Nityananda Prabhu put his lotus feet to his head. Nityananda very dayamoy merciful. Raghunath koye kichu hoiya sadoy nikote na aisho bhago dure dure adiyas ad tumi jodi chirachando ami give. So then time how he did giving, and that time he had his saying. Everybody sitting, no place in the bank. Somebody came down on the Ganga water and they are standing and they are eating. Anokare aido dekhi rago pandit, Prabhu rage, then here is saying, Gosai dobeha, dhane Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu meditated. To calling Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Airo Deki Nitai Uthilo. When Mahaprabhu came, Nityananda was standing and he was showing everything, and Nityananda Mahaprabhu looking everybody all the, and then each they are Dondo Vaishnav Sakore. So they are, could not understand what Nityananda was doing. They are, and the Mahaprabhu darshan rap karen kono bhagyobani. Only some who is fortunate, they have darshan. Mahaprabhu darshan pai kono bhagyobani. This is writing. Raghunath Das Goswami darshan, that only bhagyoban there is saying. Who is fortunate person, they have darshan. Here is writing, kono bhagyobani darshan. Mahaprabhu darshan pai kono bhagyobani. Who have the very fortunate person have darshan. Mahaprabhu came and Nityananda Prabhu giving his mouth, and Mahaprabhu giving his mouth. This this thing have darshan. That only. And then do it. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami, it is Kono Bhagavan not giving the Raghunath Das Goswami name. And they are eating. Two badar are eating. They are shocked. Mane Bhagavan, fortunate person though. Everybody not. It is a mind in this book, big book, maybe you have Anubhashya.
Says that after Nityananda Prabhu blessing, Raghav Pandit gave the remnants
To Raghunath. Yes, then, that is also right, I think. Then that is Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath's bhagya, that is saying that Raghunath's bhagya, but Raghunath, he is so fortunate, he also give this Ushab, and Mahaprabhu came this Ushab, take the participation and took the prasad also. And then he had the Bhati Dilo. Here is they are giving attract all the, then Hasya Prabhu, Chaudhman keeping also pan also, and then he are all that all the left, that all the Anandito Prabhu also he gave the Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami also the remnant of the Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, he is very happy to get this thing. It is showing in this Parpar, they are saying that without Guru, because Nityananda Prabhu, why the Chora? This is the without my permission he wanted to Mahaprabhu our center. You are always running. So that is the stroke, Suti Smiti Pancharatik Vina Oikantik Hari Bhakti Utpat Oibogevalam. Who are doing that? I am very good without Guru. No need Guru. We are know the mantra. I'm buying the book and mantra, we are chanting everything. No, that in the Guru, that is the powerful name that give by Guru mouth coming Hare Krishna mantra, that you are, then you can one day perfection coming. Other is not possible. That is that saying in that Nigama Kalpataru, that is the in the very in any mango, any ripening in the that is the Sukpaki, if the touch, then more beautiful. If Gurudev, the name giving, this is full of
taste.
Power coming. And power coming, mainly power. In that mantra, Hare Krishna, everybody know. But that not make anybody become perfection coming. So everything, Raghunath, tomorrow I'll be going to Manushika fast. Guru Goste, Goste, Rastu Sujane, Pusulkane, this I. So today is too much. What is the time? 9 o'clock?
9:30.
Why not till I make it so late? I am not.
Wait for that time.
Go, I am very much grateful to you that you came. So I am very.
I'm grateful to you.
No. You have, I know that your time is so valuable to you. We are doing so many things. So I am very grateful to you. Now, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, please.